trying to take the make the homework as interactive as possible, but also make the accountability, move it to into the student lounge. So most of it will be turned in the Facebook group. So you guys can all see and be inspired by each other. And then I have, you know, I'm not so overwhelmed with all the stuff that's coming in. But it's better for everyone that way, I think, too. But I thought of this cool idea for the in the musicpreneur mindset module. One of the lessons is going to be about the four agreements.
Oh, cool.
And so the homework for that is to artistically produce something representing one or all four of the agreements. So the guideline will be like anything between just scratching it out on a piece of paper and putting it on your desk and taking a picture of it to writing a whole song about them and recording it and uploading it to the group.
So, sweet.
Yeah. So I figure, you know, might as well use your skills, your guys' skills to get into the, to really kind of nail this stuff into your brains. And it'll be fun for everyone that way. So
I like it. Cool. I like it. Let's get done ordering the t-shirts.
All right. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, man.
Looks like you're 85% right now.
Well, I just got another $5 and someone else is trying to order today. Of course, last day, there's a glitch on clicking add to cart. Never happened before, happened today. So I got at least one other person who's going to keep trying. And so it may go up, and it still may go up because I have till midnight. And another guy who's going to do it Friday because that's when he gets paid.
That's cool.
I don't know how much of those orders will be, but I got to say, man, if I don't make goal, it's still the biggest win as far as music revenue of my life.
Sweet.
Yeah, man, no doubt about it. I've never moved as many units, as they say, in the industry of anything before, and that's great.
That's cool. Yeah, I definitely consider it a win, especially knowing that there's, you know, some things could do differently. Did it get an email out today?
No, I haven't gotten one out yet today, but I'm still, it's on my list.
Yeah, you better get that. You might even want to extend it till tomorrow to make sure, you know, make sure they get in on that.
There's no reason for me to shut it down ever because, you know, pretty much, I mean, I'm getting a quantity of CDs, but the t-shirts are one-offs each. So it's not like I'm making a t-shirt order and then that's it. You know, I can't order anymore unless I get quantity.
Right on. Well, that's cool. That's one of the cool things about doing it this way is you have that freedom to turn it into an ongoing thing or, you know, adjust it at the end however you want to.
It's cool.
So you will hit that goal one way or another.
This weekend, one of my to-do lists will be to make a video for you about the crowdfund, about everything. You know, so, and maybe you could use it in the course.
For sure. I definitely want to get as many of those as I can for the course. I've been kind of sending out emails as I get to the script part of what I'm doing. But I think what I'll wait to bother you guys about it anymore until I actually record the videos. Cause here, I'll share the script with you real quick. And cause that will be easier if you see me telling the video, recapping what's in that lesson, since it's not going to be all organized exactly how it was as you guys have gone through it. If you hear me recap it and then say, and here's some inspiration for you, you'll know whether or not it'll be a lot easier for you guys to know what you can tag on there. And also I need this in the next week deadline, I think will work a lot better than, yeah, sometime in the next couple months I'll need it whenever you get to it, because that'll just fall behind. But I just did the I don't have the script for the review and inspiration for the musicpreneur mindset module. Mom still has to, I just did it today. So she's got to, transcribe it. But on the foundations module, I have, way to go. You've completed the musicpreneur apprentice program foundations. Once again, welcome to the program. We're stoked to have you. The program has 11, actually it's 10 now, 10 modules. The first I'll have to adjust the numbers. Two are all about getting in the right headspace. For the next six, we will get into the nitty-gritty of building your business. And for the last two, we'll focus on making money. There are many levels of support you'll receive throughout the program. I'll be available during office hours and by email to answer any questions that you have. And your fellow mappers will always be available in the student lounge to offer insight and encouragement. You'll also get feedback on every homework assignment that you complete. We've got a toolbox set up where you can access all the resources that you'll need. We'll also provide some premium themes and plugins for your website at no cost to you. And if you need further hands-on assistance from Team Schwilly, that will be available for you as well at exclusive or discounted rates. The bottom line is that we will ensure that lack of support will never be a reason for you to not be moving forward with your music career. And with that, you're ready to start Module 1. But before you move on, here's a bit of inspiration.
Nice.
So that's where I'll do something like that for the end of each module, and I'll send that out once the videos are recorded. I'm thinking, so I had to redo my time frame since I was having that fucking writer's block, and yeah. I changed the writing time from July 21st to October 1st. But now that I'm doing the dictating, I'm flying through it so quickly. Plus, I've cleared my schedule of almost all my other client work. I think I'll have the script done by the end of August. So we might be on track for like a end of September launch. And that'll be great. That'll be like the year of when we first started it, but that'll be great. And I'm comfortable now with the idea of upping the price. Some of the students have reached out to me, without me having asked about it, to say, hey, are you going to consider charging more because you give us so much? That was pretty cool to hear without it being solicited, but you know, one person suggested that I make it a monthly fee, like have a, you know, large upfront investment and then a monthly fee, after like 6 months or something like that. Wow. I'm still really, committed to the lifetime membership deal, because I think that even as people, if they go through it and master everything, it's good to have the alumni, the old guard around as part of the community, because that's where a lot of the value comes from, is you guys helping each other. And that's what takes a lot of the weight off my shoulders.
Give me 1 second. I have a dog that's about to pee on the floor.
Uh-oh.
I'll be right back.
Okay. So, hey, Tim. Hey, Cameron.
Hey.
Are you unicycling?
Hey. No, not right now.
Okay, cool. So, Tim, Tom can kind of catch up with us when we get back, but I'm talking about raising the price for the map 2.0. The reason why I settled on $1,000 is because that's what Rick charges. That's what Leah charges. That's what Ari charges. That's what Dave charges for all their programs. But I really don't want to position myself as in competition with them, because what I offer is different and a lot more involved. It's not how to make it in the music business. It's an entrepreneurial business education for musicians. So, and John pointed out last week that, you know, it's equivalent or better than what you'll get out of, paying for college or graduate school. Cause I know I've been to both, and it's 80% busy work, and everything I'm teaching you here, you can kind of skip college and be able to actually build a business. So this is a real business education. So I need to price it that way, position myself as more at that level, as opposed to even doing anything that associates me with any of these gurus, other gurus. Plus the amount of personal involvement that I put into it, you know, it just won't be scalable for that price. So what I'm thinking right now is that I'll set the price at $2,000 still for the lifetime membership. And that way everybody gets to stick around, and I may, if it goes well, if it really takes off, of course you guys are already all grandfathered in, you already got your lifetime membership. So, what I'm concerned with is being comfortable that I'm providing that kind of value. But you know, $2,000 is a lot less than the $20,000 I paid for, my MBA, and the stuff I learned since I finished that is more valuable than the stuff that I learned while I was doing that. That's, you know, the actual building my business part. So I'm thinking that'll be the price point when we first launch. I'll probably start making announcements so the current Schwilly, you know, subscribers can get in on this up until it actually launches. But then once I start opening it to the public, that's when I'll set, you know, a higher price, and I'll probably add maybe some more, you know, one-on-one sessions or something like that. If I don't feel comfortable with the, you know, I want to make sure I'm over delivering still. But yeah, so that's kind of what I'm thinking about that. Any feedback is appreciated. But everyone so far has said that, you know, I really do need to lead by example in not undervaluing what I'm doing. You know, part of what this leads to is me telling you guys, you need to come up with a $10,000 product and start building towards that. So $2,000 is still only a small portion of that. So in addition to that, I'm thinking about adding a kind of a secret back-end, almost life coaching, like high-end something. Like my life coach said that I should put time aside to figure out how to get my $100,000 client, which, you know, that would free up a lot of time to really make the map more, you know, more accessible and focus a lot of time on that. So if I can get someone that I can provide that kind of value for and has that kind of money to pay it, you know, no reason not to. So yeah, things are looking good business-wise. I just got to be confident with my positioning, figure out how to express all of that to people that don't quite know me yet. But I think one of the big keys will be removing myself from the association with all the other people in the specific market or whatever. So cool. Right on, Tim. Tom, well, you got a win with the crowdfunding campaign this week for Shizzle. I can't wait to get my t-shirt. Do you have anything you want to talk about or any questions for today?
Well, I'm glad it all worked out. There's stuff still coming in, as I said, probably until Friday. And I might just make the goal, who knows. But very last day of the campaign, there's a glitch on my website for paying for something about going to the cart.
Did you get in touch with customer support on that?
I'm not even going to bother.
Okay.
Because how long is that going to take? Who knows?
I don't know. Matt has been in touch with them a bunch, and he says they've always worked with them. I don't know how quick they respond, but they've created patches for him for other things that have gone wrong. So they seem to be somewhat responsive.
At the same time that was happening, this meeting happened, I was also trying to order the t-shirts one at a time online. and then the groceries got home. So yeah, I mean, Scott in Australia, he got it to work. So it's not like it's broken, but something was glitching. It might be, I don't know what it is, but I don't think it's my site. Something was happening.
Right on. Well, hopefully that gets resolved promptly.
We shall see. But after all is said and done, it was well worth doing. I mean, I'll be able to break it down a little better between, you know, how many of these people were friends and family, how many were email list, how many were, you know, whatever. But it was great. It was great to do.
That's cool. It'll be great to add another not belch for me for people that have made their money back from joining the map.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, if you want to see the full solar eclipse, we're in the 99% zone.
I got some of those too. My mom got us some.
You're going to go north? Try and get it?
Yeah, well, I guess in Evanston, it's supposed to be perfect there. And that's only like 45 minutes away from here. Yeah, we might, but also I think all the camping and everything will be already reserved in the hotels by now. So I think we're close enough that we might just look out our window. But we'll see as the time gets closer if I might make a better attempt. I did, however, in astrophysics news, pick up a new book.
Yeah.
Neil deGrasse Tyson, Astrophysics for People in a Hurry. Have you read any of his stuff, Cameron?
I've listened to so much of him that I feel like I don't need to read it at this point, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it totally makes sense. I love it. I love Neil deGrasse Tyson. I haven't I haven't listened to him that much. I know he's on a lot of shit. I just see him when he goes on, like, you know, interviews and stuff. But, yeah, I'm glad to have that book. So, and I should probably start – he's got a podcast, right?
Yeah, he has a Star Talk Radio.
Star Talk, that's right. So I should probably subscribe to that. I've been listening to a lot of Radiolab and Freakonomics podcasts recently. I've been walking a couple hours a day. I go for like a 20-minute walk almost every hour because my Fitbit reminds me. So I've been doing, and that's been helping me. Even though I spent so much more time doing all that other stuff, it's been helping me really focus and get on track and get stuff done while I'm during my work hours. Like I said before, I shaved it down to 4 hour and a half sessions, and those often get broken up by my walk reminder. But it helps. I prioritize so much, and I'm getting so much more done by spending less time in front of my computer in the office. So. Get a lot more reading done too. Got lots of cool stuff. Here's another one you guys will be into. Musicophilia. Oliver Sacks is a neurologist. So I guess he studied, looks like Tim has that book somewhere. He's going to show it to us too. But he studied the effect of music on like strokes and autism and epilepsy and hallucinations, all kinds of stuff. So his other book is like The Man Who Mistook His Wife for a Hat. So all kinds of brain biology stuff and how it affects your
Elaine your is studying that. She studies the effects of sound and music on health and healing. She's actually taken some courses and whatnot.
Cool. So this is a body of knowledge that we will all find useful as we start sharing it with each other.
No doubt.
And I did just get Elaine's. Did you get your copy yet?
No, but it's on its way.
Yep.
We're going to get it.
It's already, like, her note is an apology for all the spelling errors and shit. She's already upset about it.
Right.
I'm like, well, that's what the proof copy's for, right?
Well, she'll be able to know who's really paying attention because she's already going to have spotted all the errors we're expected to catch.
Yep. So, cool. Good stuff. Well, anything else you wanted to bring up, Tom?
I'm already working on the next song.
Cool. Can't wait to hear it. I can't wait to see you get into an ongoing sort of model once we get your audience where we want them to be, because you have so much regular output. You can just keep them coming.
I'm considering a little more time working Twitter and the strategy, and people seem to like the emails. It reminds me of a question. But I'll get back to that. Another crowdfunding when there's another CD, and then I'm thinking if I can really peg it down to, you know, one production a month, then I might self-host some kind of Patreon thing.
There you go.
I would love to do that. And I got to get out and play live more. Mm-hmm. Don't tell anybody, but I'm playing with a band that's not the Mary Janes, just so I can get in front of faces and inhale tobacco smoke on a regular basis.
Right on.
Where they sell beer.
Cool. Is it a cover band?
Pretty much, yeah. They do one of mine because it's the easiest blues song anyone ever heard. Otherwise, it's all pretty much a blues rock kind of a band.
Cool. Awesome. Yeah, I got to get those chops up so you can get ready for the festival circuit.
Oh, yeah. That's where the money's at, the Europe Festival Circuit.
Yeah. What was your question?
I've been doing more frequent emails now. I went to twice a week. And mainly, I was also getting into this one story in many parts, and the emails have been pretty long. But parts 1 through 5, I guess, been a consistent 20% open rate. And like you know, these are long emails, and you know, they're getting open. People are reading them, and people that are more recent subscribers are clicking through to the blog post to catch the first parts of the story they missed.
Cool.
And then I put out the next part last weekend, and suddenly half the open rate. And it's the same story.
That's weird.
I'm just wondering, is it the timing, kids going back to school, is it what, people on vacation? I don't know, but I decided not to put one out and wait to see if eventually that goes up, you know. But I'm going to put one out tonight, of course, because of the end of the crowdfunding.
Yeah, that's tough to tell. I mean, it's, and since it's really kind of out of your control, that's why I tell people not to worry about open rates so much. Just worry about writing lots of emails. Sometimes I have, because since I publish generally Wednesday through Sunday, a lot of times my Saturday and Sunday emails are like at 10% until sometime Monday afternoon. Then everybody catches up with them and gets them. So it could be, you know, you can kind of compare it to when you sent out the other ones and see if there's any difference there. You can, you know, if it doesn't kind of even out in a little while, you may want to check with MailerLite and just let them know, say, hey, was there a deliverability issue with this one? Did it have like a higher spam score or something like that? I don't know if you can check that with MailerLite, but I know in AWeber, I can just push a button. It gives me a spam score. So I always do that before I send any of them out. So yeah, I would just give it a little bit more time, not too much though. And then just compare it to some of the other, you know, the timing and stuff of the other ones. And then maybe check with MailerLite to see if there was some sort of issue there. You never know, maybe the, some technical thing that I can, you know, that I don't even know what it is might've come up, but it's worth bringing up if it's that drastic of a difference.
Yeah. It's like half the number.
Open. Yeah. So especially with this story, you know, it's a cliffhanger every time, you know, it's part of a, if they've been following the whole story, it's worth a little more investigation, but not really too much worry. Just keep putting out the awesome content. Cool. All right. Cameron, did you win anything this week?
I got a tip from you.
Nice. Was I the only one?
Yeah. But thank you very much for that.
Well, worth it, man. I was wondering how that would go. I thought the way you presented it was pretty cool.
I just don't think my email list likes to pay me for things.
That could be the case, man. Maybe they haven't really gotten them used to opening their wallets just yet. You know, yeah. you haven't really engaged in a lot of that yet. So, you know, not to worry, keep putting out the awesome content. And you know, maybe next time you do an upfront crowdfunding campaign for it, even though you don't need the money, you know, kind of like Tom can produce everything himself, the excitement and the anticipation of the buildup to it is what gets people involved.
Yeah.
So maybe try it that way next time. I thought it was a good try. What you did, it was new and an interesting way to go about it. Not all of our new ideas work though, so that's totally fine. We learned something that didn't work. We still learned something.
Yeah.
So cool. That's a win. Awesome album. I loved it. Well worth $10 for me.
Thank you.
Cool. Did you have any? Yeah, go ahead.
Oh well. Also, I mean, I just finished. Hopefully I just finished mastering the next one, but I've been going crazy at it for the past, past few weeks, just trying to get it all mixed, and it's at the final, 99%, where I'm starting to hear all the little things that I missed.
Cool. A whole album's worth?
Yeah.
Right on. So, cool.
My plan really is to just put out a lot of content and start building things that way, because if I can differentiate myself by having a lot, because so many artists just put out a lot of the bigger artists, they put out an album like once every couple of years. Mm-hmm. Versus I want to sort of build a following by putting out a lot of music that people can hear, and then it will also get more interest. And I'm working with this really good PR guy that I found that if you don't get good results, he doesn't, he refunds you. So.
Cool.
And things have been going well, so.
Awesome.
For the next one, too.
Keep us posted. What's he doing? What does he do?
The typical sort of music blogs and all that, and it's gets press quotes and placements and playlists and things.
And what are the results that he yeah, that he guarantees you. Just getting played and getting on, getting placements in places?
Yeah, getting the placements in the places is mostly the results. But
is there a strategy for turning those into subscribers?
That's what I'm working with him on. I'm having him send like different things. I'm telling people that I'm artist and musician, giving them links that send them to an email subscribe page. And it was working a little bit because during that time that there was no Twitter, that I wasn't working on Twitter, I was getting a few subscribers from just randomly, and I figured that they were coming from that. So, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, you can always, you know, set up separate squeeze pages to identify the sources for each. I know you've got the technical skills to do that mm-hmm. if you feel so inclined. So that sounds cool, man. Keep us posted, especially if you find anything, you know, real specific that works you know, on that. So awesome. Good stuff. Glad to hear it. Couple of wins. Did you have any questions or anything else you wanted to bring up?
Not right now. No.
Cool. Right on. Tim, are you there, man? I was looking at your ceiling there for a minute.
Oh, sorry about that.
what did you win this week?
What's up? I work in 8:30 to 5 at the bank, and then going and delivering pizza at 5:30 to like 8 or 9 or to close sometimes. So.
So you won some money and some. Off,
just going to the gym.
You won some money and some calories.
Yeah. Yeah, eating some gluten and some dairy. Yeah,
cool. 'Cause
it smells delicious and it's around. And then school starts up soon. And it's like I have three jobs right now. It's music, banking, and pizza. And I have to remind myself that music's number one. And it's a whole process of self-development because I'm all about self-development. So I think discipline in one area generalizes to other areas. And so this is, I think, just been helping me as I'm staying busy. I think that I'll accomplish more.
Cool.
And I guess I have to find the fun in the tasks that I need to do instead of, like, you know, playing music and making skits. That's, I love doing that, but I need to do the other stuff that I need to do.
Yeah, you got to, and sometimes you got to go through a phase where you just do what it takes to fill the coffers, you know, with the paying jobs that you have. Sometimes you just kind of got to focus on that, build up the bank account as much as you can so that you can take a break from it to focus on school and to have more time, you know, to do music when it comes to that.
So, yeah, so it's not like I'm trying to put this on the back burner because this is still priority front in my mind. And you know, it's great about my banking job is I can watch the replays of these as I work on loans. So cool. It's really cool. Kind of, I let that seep into my subconscious mind.
That's handy.
Thinking about my why a whole lot. So
cool. That's handy, and hopefully, and you know, and now is an okay time to be taking a little bit of a break from that. We're kind of finishing some big projects with the Mary Janes and with Bad Mary and with Matt. And Jason getting his app up and stuff. But once I get the MAP 2.0 ready and it's starting, it's finally the production schedule is moving up. It may be September, fingers crossed, but you'll all start from the beginning from that and it's going to be awesome. You'll have bite-sized lessons and specific homework to do and everybody going through it at the same time and sharing the results with each other. I think everyone's just going to explode with some progress that's able to put the time into it. So if you're not able to do anything beyond watching the replays of our discussions when you can, that's fine to keep you going for right now and keep you motivated. Go make that money while you can, while you got a little bit of time to do that. So you'll be good. I actually kind of had a win too. I got accepted into, it's called the Business Ignition Bootcamp, the company that I built, that I bought the course builder's laboratory from that I used to build the map. They're doing a business ignition bootcamp is what it's called. And it's a free program, but it's live. It's started this just a couple days ago and it goes for 6 weeks. And you know, he's runs a teaching enterprise, a multi-million dollar teaching enterprise. So I figured, and they had a couple thousand applicants and they just accepted 200, but they're doing it for free. And they said they're spending a couple $100,000 to administer the whole thing. So to get accepted was a pretty cool thing. And I figure I could continue, you know, I've learned so much about that's really changed the course of my business from them. And what the model I use is pretty much very similar to his at this point. So, you know, this is a great opportunity for me. So even though I have to fit it in with the work I'm trying to do on the map, you know, I've cleared up my schedule enough that I can focus on that. And that's one of the things that's helping me be more productive right now. Anyway, all this other stuff and these deadlines about the map that I've kind of put forth for myself, there's no one to crack the whip and enforce them on me. You know, I'm not that great of a boss sometimes because I'm too nice to myself. But with this program, if you don't finish each sign-in has a deadline. There's like two or three deadlines per week. And if you miss one, you get removed from the program. So, you know, that means I have to keep moving. And if I've got that forward momentum, at least getting that stuff done, I'm going to have more to carry over into getting the map stuff done too. So I think that's going to make a huge difference in my productivity, kind of like in the position you're in. You know, I tend to be more productive when I have more on my plate and someone cracking a whip for me. So that's one thing I really haven't had since I started being self-employed. So I'm in the same boat with you, man. High five. Good luck. So cool.
Hey, and I appreciate that. How like you're also like so patient, but you also like, crack the whip, accountable. So like I like the balance you have, and I think $2,000 is also still underpricing it.
Right on.
That's just my opinion. I think it's worth its weight in gold.
I'm glad to hear it, man. I think that if I can open it up, if I can get some momentum at $2,000, my next step will be to be maybe a $2,000 for an annual plan or $5,000 for the lifetime plan, you know. That's kind of what I'm moving towards. I'm just not ready to make the leap quite there yet because I do worry that I am going to need to at least bring in some new clients when I launch, some new students when I launch to cover bills, you know. I've taken out, you know, some loans right now to make sure everything's covered so I have the time to work on the map without worrying about bills. So got to get that handled, got to get, you know, so ultimately, the higher price would work more in my benefit if I can sell it. I just need the confidence that I can sell it. So I appreciate hearing that, Tim, and I'm going to work towards that.
Well, I think what helps me is having confidence in myself, because when I don't have confidence in myself, then, you know, it's hard. So yeah. I have confidence in you.
Cool. I appreciate it. And that's the thing. It's a lot easier to have confidence in other people than yourself sometimes. Like that's what part of what I offer to a lot of you is the confidence that I have in you. And I appreciate that you guys offer that back to me. It puts me in a better position to, you know, make the money I need to, and make the impact that I need to. One of the other things I realize is that having a higher price point really commits people more to doing the work. There's a couple people that I've let in for free or for some trade of this and that in the map. You don't know who they are because you never see them and they never participate, you know? So, but those of you, the people as the price has gone up, the people that have had to pay a higher price, have been more committed. You know, you guys all have to varying degrees. So life has happened here and there, but as when people are paying $5,000 to get in, they'll probably reorganize their life. So, you know, work around that stuff and actually be more committed to this. So that's one thing I found, that comes with raising the prices is the commitment from the students. So they get more out of it. And other people like John said, you know, if the price had been $2,000, he would have found a way to get it and make it work. So that the price point didn't slow him down. So for those of you that are in, I'm glad that I was able to make it accessible for you, and I'm glad that you see the value in it and encourage me to get it up to what it's worth. So you really give me the strength to do that, and I know that that will ultimately be to the benefit of everyone. So cool. Did you have anything you want to talk about or ask about? No? Cool. Well, it might be kind of short tonight then with just the four of us. Does anyone else have anything they wanted to bring up or talk about? A lot of Schwilly news in today. Are you looking for the unmute, Tom?
I know where that is.
Oh, okay.
No, everything's good, man. I'm up to 88% now.
Awesome. Well, keep it up, kick ass, keep going till you get where you get your goal. You know, make sure to get that email tonight out tonight. And since we'll get off a little bit early, you got time to get to that. And I will have time to maybe crank out another lesson for the map. Keep the momentum moving forward with that. So I will catch those of you tomorrow that can show up, or next week, or email, or, you know, wherever. We hang out all the time. So I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right, man. Take it easy.
Okay.
All right.